Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, and you're live with me in the studio today here at PSM for Prophetic Perspectives, and we are just excited to be here on this third day of the new year of 2014. We made it, even in the midst of adversity and all that came against us in the old year. We made it through. Praise the Lamb of God. When we go through the water and through the fire, he shall bring us in to our wealthy place. But the only way to the wealthy place is through the fire and through the flood. Praise the Lamb of God. You must go through to get to what God wants to bring you to, people. Praise the Lord. So we thank and praise God for bringing us through. Hallelujah. All the way. He's brought me all the way. Praise the Lamb of God. And I am so excited about last night there on the page how the Lord spoke to us fresh words. Oh, my goodness. Last night on the page and night before last with Prophet Willie Talbert, and then he was on the show with us yesterday. And then, oh my goodness, Prophetess Patton, who will be our guest today on New Year's Eve night, brought us into the new year. And then Monday, Joseph Waller, Prophet Joseph Waller, all of these men and women of God, giving of themselves and their times and their talents, their giftings and their anointings to be a blessing to the people of God. And I hope and pray, praise the Lamb of God, that gratitude is at its highest, praise the Lamb of God, as it relates to these servants of the Lord, including myself, who has surrendered so much of our virtue, praise the Lamb of God, and drawing on in the Spirit of God and in prayer and meditation so that we can present, praise the Lamb of God, what the Lord would have us to. And we've already got inboxes and confirmations and things of that nature already of what God is saying, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I want you to know, and I make this bold announcement to you, that the famine is over, praise the Lamb of God, that the 7 years of lack is over. People of God, gear yourself up in this new year to go forward in newness, in new things, praise the Lamb of God, because God has spoken, hallelujah. God has spoken and said, the famine is over, hallelujah. 7 years of lack, 7 years, the Lord told me that it would be, and the 7 years have expired, praise the Lamb of God. Your drought is over, hallelujah. Your drought is over, praise the Lamb of God. The 7 years have gone past. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. 2014 is going to be a year, praise the Lamb of God, where God is going to perfect many things in our lives that concerns us. Amen. Seven is the number of perfection and or completed things, praise the Lamb of God, in the numeral system of God. And when you look at 2014 and you break it down, it equals seven, praise the Lamb of God. I know you say you caught a lot of hell last year. You went through a lot. Well, if you break down 2013, it equals six, which is the number of visitation, the number of man, and the number of the Antichrist, or the number of Satan. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's the number of visitation. Yes, praise the Lamb of God. A lot of us was visited in different ways to prune us, to humble us, praise the Lamb of God, so that God could bring you into your wealthy place or into your place of prosperity, into your position, praise the Lamb of God, so that he could bring you into your function of operation in the kingdom, praise the Lamb of God. So know, hallelujah, that what you've been through was to bring you to. Some of us, he has to push, hallelujah, some he has to pull, some he do tug of war with for a while, hallelujah, before he start breaking us down. But in all things, we give God thanks and praise. In all things, we give God thanks and praise for that he does. Praise the Lamb of God. You're listening to my voice and you want to call in, be a part of our show today. The error code is 646. That number is 564-9818. You can be a part of our live studio today. Today is intercessory and prayer day. Praise the Lamb of God, with a prophetic twist today because we have our guest coming on about 1 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God. Prophetess Patton will be on with us. Praise the Lamb of God today. And, of course, we're going to let the woman of God loose. Hallelujah. So spread the word. This is not an ordinary show. This is not an ordinary show. Praise the Lamb of God. You can spread the word that the woman of God is going to be on with us today, and we're going to allow her gifts to make room, praise the Lamb of God, right here on the airway. Boy, what a way to kick off this year. I thought in my spirit, as the Lord placed on me heavy about this prophetic explosion, hallelujah, to create a revival right there on Facebook, right here on our blog radio show, praise the Lamb of God, and impact the lives of the people in a way, praise the Lamb of God, in this first week of the year, hallelujah, with prophetic exposure. And look what God has done, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Many of us have received personal prophecies, prophecies. There's going to be more tonight. Hallelujah. As prophetess Laquita Johnson Anderson, praise the Lamb of God. She just got married. So she will be on the page tonight at 10 o'clock. Praise the Lamb of God, with emphasis being on our young adults. Praise the Lamb of God, with emphasis being on our young adults. But she is free to prophesy to anyone. Praise the Lamb of God as the Lord leads her. So we're looking for a dynamic and powerful word. Praise the Lamb of God from our goddaughter. Praise the Lamb of God. We hope and pray that she is doing well. She texted me and told me she was ready. Praise the Lamb of God for tonight. And we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for these willing vessels, for these willing vessels to come forth. Praise the Lamb of God with the word of God the way they are, this prophetic word. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. I tell you this, the weather outside is frightening. It looks so beautiful. Look like a big white cake right outside my window. Everything is white. Praise the Lord. The sun is shining, but it's only 4 degrees. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't know what that is with the wind chill. Oh, my God, that could be minus something. Yes, it could. Praise the Lamb of God. So let me tell you the truth, people of God. There are some places on the East Coast, Boston, other places like that, that have 20, 15, 20, and above inches of snow. Praise the Lamb of God that they have received in the last 24 hours. Oh, my goodness. And they are digging out, trying to see, praise the Lamb of God, the break of day. So we are praying for those people, praise the Lamb of God, that is affected by such severe weather. And it's bad when you get snow and an Arctic blast of cold. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I mean, it's cold, people of God, all the way down into Kentucky and Tennessee. It's cold. Down in Atlanta, it's cold. This is some frigid weather. Praise the Lamb of God. So make sure you bundle up. Make sure your thermostats are working properly. And make sure that you regulate your heat. Praise the Lamb of God. And mama, watch that stove if you're going to use it, that oven as a means of heat in that house. Watch that stove and watch those children. Yes, watch that stove. My mother used to do that when it got real cold. The furnace would be gone, but it wouldn't be enough, and she would light that oven in the kitchen and let all of us get close around, praise the Lamb of God, in the dining room and what have you, so that heat could come in. But we must be careful with these gas, with gas and electric, because there are dangers allowing them to run a long time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we just want to make sure that you're doing the right things with those electric heaters and things of that nature, that extra little heater that you sit by your bed. You got to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that it's clear, that it's on a surface that will not catch fire. I'm just sounding the warning because I love you. Hallelujah. Because I love you. Because I love you. Praise the Lamb of God. That's why I'm saying it. And make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that you have some type of humidity in the atmosphere so that you won't dry out from the bitter cold. Neither will you dry out from just dry heat, praise the Lord. But some type of, even if there's nothing but boiling a pot of water on the stove, praise the Lamb of God, and letting that mist come into the atmosphere of your home, keeping some boiling water on the stove so that you won't dry out. Yeah, I have a big humidifier right here, praise the Lamb of God, and I basically run it at night, praise, yeah, so I won't wake up with all the dry nose and all of that, you know, and it really messes you up, so you have to take care of yourself during this brittle cold. If you have to go out, ladies and gentlemen, let me teach you a trick my mother taught me once I was a kid. You may not believe this, but if you put Vaseline on your face and your ears, I promise you your face will not get cold. If you put Vaseline on your face and your ears, your face will not get cold. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, we owned a newspaper stand in Chicago, and my parents became experts at keeping us warm as we worked those newsstands out there in the frigid cold in Chicago. So I know a lot about how to stay warm. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I love you. I bless you all. You're listening to Our Voice. Want to call in today. Error code 646-564-9818. My granddaughter is in queue. How are you doing, Shatwan?
I'm doing good, Prophet. I'm cooking breakfast.
You cooking breakfast? Praise the Lord.
Cooking breakfast for the family.
All right, well, you go on cooking. I'm going to let Sylvia lead us right in. Breakfast. Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
All right, praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. She came in queue, and she's cooking breakfast. Praise the Lord. That sounds good. Hallelujah. Over in Chicago. Sylvia, you with me?
Yes, sir.
Good morning. Good afternoon to you. Praise the Lord. You over east. How's the weather in your area?
It's 27 degrees here.
Ooh.
Very windy and cold.
Very windy and cold. Well, baby, let me tell you something. That is a summer blast compared to this. And it's something that we are experiencing here. Praise the Lord. We could let you know what cold really is. Hallelujah. Thank you for calling in today. And I know our other intercessors will be calling in and pushing one on their dial to let us know that they are in queue today. We want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, that we pray for our sick and our shut-in. Those, praise the Lamb of God, again, people of God who have been affected by the chilly hands of death, praise the Lamb of God that Providence has called home, their loved ones, there's many, praise the Lamb of God that Providence has called in their loved ones, and we just want to make sure that we cover them, those that are suffering from oppression and depression in this winter season, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I want to tell you that your help draws nigh. Praise the Lamb of God. Your help draws nigh, and the Lord is your help. I hear the psalmist David saying, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence come my help. My help comes from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And I'm saying to you, lift up your head, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, right. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory will come in. Sylvia is going to lead us now to the throne of grace. I see you, Bertha. I see others chiming in. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Come on, Sylvia. Hallelujah to the Lamb today. Oh, God, we give you praise.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you today.
Honor you, Father. We worship you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that it's none like you, God. Oh, Father, just thank you for the day, Lord, for how you watched over us in the midnight hour, God, for you neither sleep nor slumber, God. And, Father, we're always on your mind, oh, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, and we magnify you. We adore you, Father. We worship you, Lord, for being our Savior, Lord, for being our keeper, God, for being our sustainer, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, we lift your children before you, oh, God. Oh, God, comfort those that need to be comforted, God. Love on those that are missing love in this season, oh, God. Oh, God, keep mine,
yes.
Oh, God. Oh, God, perfect peace, oh, God. Cover them with your peace, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen those that are weak, oh, God. Oh, God, strengthen those that don't know you, oh, God. Draw on them by your spirit, God. Oh, Father, we just lift up your people to you, God. Oh, God, those
Jeez.
From the north, south, east, and west, oh, God. Oh, God, remember them, oh, God. Oh, God, you knew them before they were born, God. So, Father, we're reminding you of your seed, oh, God. We thank you now, God. Oh,
yes,
honor
Lord.
You, Father. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, for being such a great Father, for being faithful, God, for being true, God, for loving your children, God, unconditionally, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father. We magnify you. Oh, Father, remember those that are in homes, oh, God. Remember those that are in hospitals, God. Oh, God, send the angels, God, to walk through the halls, oh, God. Minister to those that are in need, oh, God. Touch bodies, oh, God. Heal, God. Deliver and set free, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord, for your only son, oh, God, the best gift, oh, God. We thank you, God. Oh, God, glory to your name, Father. Remember those, oh, God, in the system, oh, God. Remind them, God, that you're still God. Remind them, Lord, that you love them, God. Oh, God, just
yes,
touch
God.
Them, oh, God. Bring them in, oh, God. Oh, God, just let them seek your face, oh, God. Oh, God, let them cry out to you, God. Oh, God, because you can save anywhere, oh, God. Oh, God, you can heal anywhere, God. Oh, God, you can move across the waters, oh, God, and touch, oh, God, and deliver, oh, God, and set free. So, Father, we thank you now, God. We thank you, Lord, for your men and women of God that have been on the page this week, God. We thank you for revival that has taken place, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you for the fire, oh, God, that continues to burn in us, oh, God. Oh, God, let the fire never go out, God, but let it consume those things that are not of you, God. Oh, God, and let it show forth your glory and your praise, oh, God. Oh, God, let us look more and more like you, oh, God, as you burn up those things that are not like you, oh, Lord. Oh, God, let you look at us, oh, God, and see yourself, your character, oh, God. We look more like you, God. We honor you, God, and we give you all the praise, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for each intercessor, oh, God. Oh, God, we lift us. I lift each one of them up to you, oh, God. Oh, God, let unity, oh, God, abide in us, oh, God. Let us be so knitted together, oh, God. Let us cover each other, oh, God, and your people as they come on the page, oh, God. Oh, Father, we lift up PSMI, oh, God, and Prophet Shakespeare, God. We thank you, Lord, for his vision, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for his heart, oh, God. Oh, God, that he submitted his life to you, oh, God, for your purpose, oh, God. Oh, God, that he answered the call, oh, God. Oh, God, and how he pours into us, oh, God, and equips us, oh, God. Oh, God, how he lifts up the gifts that's in us, oh, God, that he activates them, oh, God. Oh, God, that we call on you, oh, God, that we seek more and more of you, oh, God. Oh, Father, we thank you now, God, for your healing power. We thank you for power, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, that we look more and more like you, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus, oh, God, for you being our sustainer, oh, God, being our keeper, being our redeemer, being our mind regulator, being our peace, God, being our joy, oh, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you all the honor and the glory that do your name. Oh, in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah today. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb of God for such powerful praying. Oh, my. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at my sons and daughters in queue here. Praise the Lamb of God. I see Bertha's in queue. I'm just going to hold just a minute before we go into this next segment of prayer. But I wanted to praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Just talk to you briefly here about, praise the Lamb of God, an aspect of prayer that I think would be a blessing to all of us, and that is what is called prophetic praying. Praise the Lamb of God. In this season that we're in, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, hallelujah, your relationship with God as intercessors and as people of God must be as such, praise the Lamb of God, that God can reveal his heart to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That God can reveal his heart to you by his spirit. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. And when God reveals his heart by his spirit, he's revealing his desire to do something. Praise the Lamb of God, that cannot be done unless he intervenes. Unless he intervenes. And what God needs is the invitation, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, through the intercessor. I hope y'all got that, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Because the earth is, he has given to the children of men, it's ours, Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And God, we invite into our situations and our circumstances. He just don't bust your door down and come in. Hallelujah. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man would open the door and let me and my Father in, we'll come in and sup with him and make our abode. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's the word of the Lord, pure and simple. And so therefore, praise the Lamb of God, God desires to be invited in, but there's not enough intercessors who are on the level, praise the Lamb of God, that God can reveal his will by his spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. And I call this the burden of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. When God is able to burden you, praise the Lamb of God, or put a weight upon you of prayer concerning a nation, concerning a government, concerning a church, concerning people, your pastor, whoever, when God is able to do that to you, you then start functioning in prophetic intercession. The next level of that comes, praise the Lamb of God, through revelation knowledge, that God is able to reveal something to you. For instance, when Jesus was, let me see here. Yeah, that'll work. When Jesus was with his disciples just before his betrayal, he comes and he has an interview with Peter. And Peter, praise the Lamb of God, Jesus talks to him and he tells him, he says, Peter, Peter, he says, Satan has the desire to sift you like wheat. Now, how did Jesus know that? See, that's revelation knowledge by itself right there. Satan has a desire to sift you like wheat, praise the Lamb of God. But since this has been revealed to me, I've prayed for you, praise the Lamb of God, that your faith fail not. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lamb. That your faith fail not, because I have the revelation, praise the Lamb of God, concerning what Satan's desire is for you. So therefore, I know how to counteract, praise the Lamb of God, his desire through prayer. That everything he can do to you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, you can recover from unless he robs you of your faith. And if he robs you of your faith, then all is lost. So my prayer, praise the Lamb of God, is that your faith fail not. So then there is a level of revelation knowledge, praise the Lamb of God, that the people of God need to desire to walk in. But there's very few of us, praise the Lamb of God, as I so often share in the body of Christ, with the body of Christ, there's so few of us who really come into a place, praise the Lamb of God, to really give ourselves to prayer for spiritual giftings. Praise the Lamb of God. We're too busy looking for money to pay bills and praying for healings and praying for demonic attacks and things of this nature. And the believer very seldom comes to a place, praise the Lamb of God, to go to the storehouse of God and see all of these precious gifts that God has for his children. Praise the Lamb of God, such as discernment, and start interceding, praise the Lamb of God, for one another for giftings, and asking for gifts yourself, when the Bible plainly says that God will give them to you. Praise the Lamb of God, that God will give them to all of us who ask. He will give, praise the Lamb of God, liberally to us. If you ask for the gift of wisdom, he'll give it to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So that is, it's there for us, but we have to have the mind and heart to desire to have these gifts and to utilize them, Praise the Lamb of God for kingdom purposes. For kingdom purposes. Praise the Lamb of God. So you want that revelation knowledge. You want that the word of wisdom. Praise the Lamb of God. There's another way also of tapping into, praise the Lamb of God, the realm of the prophetic that leads you into intercession. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, next week, they're here in Detroit, is the Intercessory Prayer Conference under Murphy Ministries there at the Westin Hotel, and there's going to be classes centered around this for those of you who are really interested in developing your intercessory ministry or your intercessory life. Praise the Lamb of God. The conference would be good to you. There's going to be a lot of good teachers coming. Praise the Lamb of God from around the country, going to be here that I work with in for gospel and I work with in Murphy Ministries. And they're going to be in the city. Praise the Lamb of God, the Lord willing. The snow don't rise and the plane don't freeze. They will be with us on next week, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, the 8th, 9th, and 10th there at the Westin Hotel. And, of course, services every evening. But I want to say this, that, you know, that level of revelation comes when you are sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lamb of God, and the Holy Spirit can reveal to you, praise the Lamb of God, needs, praise the Lamb of God, needs of what needs to happen, what needs to transpire, and the only vehicle, praise the Lamb of God, that can deliver it is prayer. The only vehicle that can deliver it is prayer, because it needs the move of God. It needs God to do something, praise the Lamb of God, on behalf of a person, on behalf of a people, on behalf of a nation, praise the Lamb of God. In your dream life, praise the Lamb of God, the dream dimension is another dimension that God visits us often to reveal to us things to pray for. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Your dream dimension, that dimension is a very, very, let me tell you something. Don't neglect the dream dimension. I think I told you all this before. It is a high level, praise the Lamb of God, communication technology that God utilizes, praise the Lamb of God, for his children, for his prophetical people, praise the Lamb of God, for intercessors, for prophets, praise the Lamb, which we know that he visits us, praise the Lamb of God, in dreams and visions. So you want to pay attention to your dreams and to your visions so that when you have them, you can rise up, praise the Lamb of God, and intercede, praise the Lamb of God, and go into prayer concerning what God has shown you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, what God has shown you, and you will see a precipitation of power, praise the Lamb of God, as you pray in these areas. You will see, praise the Lamb of God, that the Holy Spirit is in agreement with you. You say, how do you know? That's how you know, praise the Lamb of God. How do you know that you're on point and on cue, praise the Lamb of God, is when, praise the God, the Holy Spirit shake hands with you. When you're praying according to the will of God, when you're praying as a result of a revelation given to you by the Holy Spirit, it's like the Holy Ghost hits you on your back and say, hey, that's it, that's it, that's it, you got it. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and gives you utterance. You start praying an unknown tongue, you start praying, praise the Lamb of God, with a passion that's beyond you concerning the thing that has been revealed. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Some stuff that's opened up in my mind that the Lord has been showing me here in the last 30 to 60 days here. Praise the Lamb of God concerning the ministry and what have you. Oh, my goodness gracious. Yes, I've been messing with myself now. Hallelujah. Some stuff I got to go back to my pad and look at and rehash and bring forward into this new year. Praise the Lamb of God and start praying even more earnestly over lost souls. Praise the Lamb of God. hallelujah, over witnessing, praise the Lamb of God, and carrying the word to people, praise God, who are lost, who don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Praise the Lamb of God, because the harvest is truly white, hallelujah, but laborers are few. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, I know this is some good stuff I'm giving you here. Praise the Lamb of God when it comes down to that prophetic intercessor. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you to grow as intercessors. I want you to grow as prophetic people. And a part of our development is not so much, praise the Lamb, as running around babbling a word. It's developing your communication, praise the Lamb of God, and relationship between you, the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, and the Father. You must develop that, praise the Lamb of God. You must become sensitive and even ultra-sensitive to the move of the Holy Spirit in your life, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can hear, so that you can understand, praise the Lamb of God, and so that you can communicate with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. The Holy Spirit can be made happy. The Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, has a personality. He is not a human being, but he has a personality, praise the Lamb of God, that's just like humans. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible tells you, grieve not the Holy Spirit. He can be grieved. Hallelujah. So if he can be grieved, he can be made happy. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. So therefore, we want to make sure, praise the Lamb of God, in our development in relationship with the Holy Spirit, as we grow in this area, that we love on the Holy Spirit. It's no harm, people of God. He is the third part of the Godhead. Praise the Lamb of God. You cannot sin loving on the Holy Spirit. Love on the Holy Spirit. Talk to the Holy Spirit. Communicate with him as often as possible. Rely upon him. Praise the Lamb of God, and have an expectation of him speaking to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Have that expectation even when you go in prayer. Praise the Lamb of God. Many times I just turn sometimes and tell the Holy Ghost, I say, you know, I haven't really heard from you today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then sometimes I check myself to make sure that I'm on the right frequency, so to speak, that I haven't fallen off the track. When I have not, praise the Lamb of God, when I have not had an encounter with the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb of God, across the day that is significant to me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. That's what I do so that I can get that move, praise the Lamb of God, in the spirit that I need, praise God. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. This is fruitful and exciting to you, and I know it is, people of God, and some of you probably got your past writing some stuff down and probably have some questions, and if you do, praise the Lamb of God, you can push one on your dial, and I will entertain your question concerning, praise the Lamb of God, this prophetic praying and things of that nature, and this relationship with the Holy Spirit. That is powerful, people of God. I'm telling you now, in this new year, make it your resolution that when this year ends, that you're going to have a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. It's not going to be just a blanket one that you feel when you go to church or get with the saints praising God and this and another, but this one-on-one is going to be tight. Praise the Lamb of God, and bring him in and let him be your best friend. Praise the Lamb. That's what Christ gave him to us for, as a comforter, as a convictor. Praise the Lamb of God. That's right. He convicts you of your sins. He allows you to know when you're wrong. He's that kind of friend. Hallelujah. That will let you know when you're wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, he will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And bring you to a point of conviction that you have to go back and apologize and things of this nature. Not because so much of your relationship with the person, but your relationship with the Holy Ghost. You don't want to mess that up. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And he ain't going to stay with you on that level, praise the Lamb of God, if you are not going to maintain forgiveness. See, Praise the Lamb of God, because that plays a very important role. Forgiveness, repentance, praise the Lamb of God. Having a contrite spirit is very, very important, praise the Lamb of God, so that you can remain in a place to be used by God, hallelujah, with the Holy Ghost. So prophetic praying, hallelujah, is being sensitive to the Spirit of God's lead in its simplest deduction on what to pray for, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. The highest quality of prophetic intercession is simply praying the Word of God, hallelujah, praying the Word of God, the very Word of God, and we see examples of that all throughout Scripture, praise the Lamb of God, as men of God, the prophets of God, prayed the Word of God and gave God back his word, and deliverance came, restoration came, Nehemiah, Ezra, Daniel, it's all through their writings how they prayed and gave God back his word, what he had promised Abraham, what he promised Isaac, what he promised Jacob, what he promised Israel, what he promised his people. They would give God his word back to them, back to him, at strategic moments, praise the Lamb of God, in time. Hallelujah. And when they would give God his word back, God would honor his word. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. That's the highest quality. Yes, it's knowing the word of God. Praise the Lamb of God. It's studying that word until revelation and inspiration hits you, and you say, Lord have mercy. Just like the other night, I was telling you all, I woke up about 6 in the morning and sat straight up, and 2014 was sitting in front of me. And I just started breaking down 2014 and looking at it, until the Lord revealed to me, praise the Lamb of God, the famine is over. The 7 years have been accomplished. The famine is over. Praise the Lamb of God. The 7 years have passed now. What you think I start doing? Start praying for the restoration. Praise the Lamb of God. Praying for renewal. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm trying to tell you all, this is powerful, powerful stuff, praise the Lamb of God, that I'm giving you today. Hallelujah. That you can't get anywhere across the street over there at Yippity-Doo. Praise the Lamb of God. How they do. Come on, let's just jump up and have a little dance fest. But this is stuff that empowers you, that brings you into a place of knowing and understanding what the will of God is for your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Where my Bertha at? Okay, I'm coming to open your mic, Bertha. Bertha, you there?
Yes, I am, Prophet.
Hi, Bertha. Bertha, how you feeling today?
I am blessed and highly favored of the Lord, a little congested, but God be all the glory. I'm still here.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's cold, Bertha. It's cold out there today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Bertha, I want you to take us to the throne of grace today. Hallelujah. I want you to pray for us, the saints, that our ears be open, that our ears be attentive unto God in this year, 2014. Thing, that we be sensitive to the move of God, to the revelations of God, to the inspiration of God, and that we be quick, hallelujah, to fall on our knees and give God, hallelujah, an audience, hallelujah, and seek audience with God, hallelujah, because he has set before us an open door in the heavens. Yes, he has. Praise the Lamb of God. And we don't want to neglect that. Praise the Lamb of God. Come on, Bertha, pray for the saints now. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come lifting up the body of Christ before you, Lord. God, this is the body that you gave your life for. God, you came down and you shedded your blood to connect us back to your Father. And for that, we say thank you. And God, right now, as we go through this revival, God, I ask you to let a spirit of prayer break out in the hearts of your people. God, that we'll bow down on our knees and call upon your name. God, because that's our only way of communication with you is through prayer. And as we seek you the more, God, that you would open up our minds, our ears, our eyes, our hearts. God, that your word in our mouth is coals of fire, that we can seek you the more, oh God. As we draw closer to you, God, you draw closer to us. God, we can't make it in this world without you. God, we need you. God, we ask you for fresh anointing as the restoration period is being made. God, take us through the purifying of the fire, oh God. Everything that's not of you, God, burn it up, oh God, that we can come forth as pure gold and be the intercessors, the warriors, the ministers, the apostles, the prophets, the pastors and the teachers, the evangelists that you have called us to be. God, we thank you now because we know the work is already being done. God, because it's in you that we live, move, and have all of our beings. God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, and teaches us over you. God is the Holy Spirit that knows your heart. God, so we ask you now, let your Holy Spirit rise up. We want your Holy Spirit in this purple. Teach us the heart of the Father. Teach us how to know the Father. Teach us how to work and serve the Father. Because God and Jesus said, it's all about doing the will of the Father. Let your will be done in us, Lord, that we can do the will that you have prepared for us. God, you said in Jeremiah 29:11, only you know the thoughts and the plans that you have of us. And they are thoughts and plans of good and not of evil. And we're going to end up with great expectations, oh God. Do it, oh God, for your people. God, bind us together in love. Bind us together in oneness and unity. God, you said that divided we cannot stand. But, oh God, draw us together in you, oh God. Let your grace and your mercy and your blood cover us, oh God. In these last evil days, rain down the land away, oh God. Grace, oh God. Great grace and faith in you, oh God. That we'll be where you've called us to be. That we'll finish every assignment. And that we'll finish strong. That our report will be as Paul. We fought a good fight. We kept the faith. And we finished our course. In the name of Jesus, release your fire, oh God. Release your fire anointings in your people. Oh God, we ask you this in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you for, oh my goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for
your name
that availeth much in this season. Hallelujah. Oh my God.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, wonderful works in this season. Boy, I tell you all, praise the Lamb of God. Thanks. You need to get excited about what God is going to do in this new season. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Of fulfilled promises. God is going to do some working. Oh, my goodness. Healing is going to break forth.
Hallelujah.
Miracles,
yes,
signs,
Lord,
and wonders. You all better read the prophecies, the corporate prophecies up last night.
Hallelujah.
I don't pray with God. Praise the Lamb of God. You better read those corporate prophecies. Hallelujah, what God said he's going to do, how he's going to do it, praise the Lamb of God, even through the believer. He's going to make you a wonder in the earth.
Hallelujah.
But he's going to make you a wonder. He's going to make you a sign. He's going to make you a miracle. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I'm set to be a miracle. Don't mind being a miracle. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory today for his wonderful workings. Praise the Lamb of God. I command that the ears of the saints be opened, Father, that everyone listening to my voice, that their prophetic ears now, hallelujah, that their inner ear be sensitive, hallelujah, to your voice. To the voice of your spirit, oh God, today, that you would give your people a discerning heart, God, that they may know your voice above all voices.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God, that they may decipher under the bullshit, good and the bad, under the bullshit, the spirits might remain contrite in the name of Yeshua. Under the bullshit, we destroy the yoke by your anointing. We destroy every yoke by your anointing, every ungodly soul tie by your anointing, every ungodly desire by your anointing. We destroy the yoke's abundance, for you have laid captivity captive, Father, that you might give gifts unto men. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Release the gift of healing. Hallelujah on the saints today, Father. Release, hallelujah, the gift of healing over diseases, over cancer, over AIDS, over diabetes. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah today, Father. Your God, your God. You're God by yourself. Release your children, oh God, into their specific giftings, oh God. Open the eyes, oh God, of that daughter called as a prophetess from her mother's womb, but the scales of sin is on her eyes. Natural now as a branch from eternal burning, oh God. The eyes of our heart, let us see clear your word, your will, the way. Let us see that thousands are dying because she refuses to see. Hallelujah. Look on that man. Look on that prophet. That's depressed. Look on your servants, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that Satan has bamboozled and made them feel as nothing. Oh, God, restore today. Renew today. Build up today, Father. Strengthen today. Power today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, God. There's none like you nowhere. There's none like you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Bring us in a wealthy place. Bring us in. Bring us in. Under the bullshit.
Our wealthy place.
Yes, Lord. Nobody can do it like God. Nobody can do it like God. Hallelujah, God, we pray. Under the bullshit.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus. Ooh, somebody's hands is on fire with healing right now. Praise God. Allah, let them hands burn. Let them burn. Under the consuming fire. Sweeper.
Hallelujah.
Let it
burn. Hallelujah. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Now, bless. Now, God, heal your people. Heal your people. Heal your people. Yes, God. You're by yourself today. Oh, how we love you. We just love on you. We belong to you today in the name of Yeshua. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I want to set, praise the Lamb of God, the floor for the woman of God as she prepares to come. Our prophetess Patton will be on shortly. Praise the Lamb of God. And saints of God, praise the Lamb of God. I just want you to be prayerful. Praise the Lamb of God as the woman of God speaks to us, as she, praise the Lamb of God, shares with us, as God leads her concerning this new year that we're in. Praise the Lamb of God. And some of the things we can look for, praise the Lamb of God, as God restores and gives back to us, praise the Lamb. And it's God's way. I mean, this is redundant in Scripture. If you read the Bible, people of God, you will see God establishes his people. God prepares his people. He prospers his people, praise the Lamb of God. And then his people go through a long series of prosperity, and the people of God begin to rebel without even knowing it. They begin to slip away from God, hallelujah, without even knowing it, hallelujah. And then God comes back, sends famines or sends and things of this nature to bring his people back humble, hallelujah. And then he restores them. Once they repent, praise the Lamb of God, and come back to him, then he restores his people. Praise the Lamb of God. Give back what he has caused the canker worm to eat. What he has caused the plasma worm to devour. He makes them vomit it up. Praise the Lamb of God. And he restores his people with better than they had before. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. So I say to you today, get ready for good restoration. Get ready for God to really do some exciting things in your life in this new year. Praise the Lamb of God. And don't take God for cheap. Don't take God for less. Praise the Lamb of God. Who you are in God. Hallelujah. If you see yourself as a son, as a daughter, then you're no less than a prince or a princess. That should be your lowest demeanor of thinking. If you're a child of God, hallelujah. If God is king, oh my God. If God is the King of kings and Lords of lords, then praise the Lamb of God, and he's your father, then that is only, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, one position that you should be in. Posture of a prince or a princess. Praise of God. Hallelujah. Because your father is the king.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Praise the Lamb of God. One thing I note in my daughter, praise the Lamb of God, and my daughter, Gabriella, praise the Lamb of God, she will tell someone in a Mississippi minute, I am a Shakespeare. With pride, she'll tell them in a Mississippi minute. Praise the Lamb of God. I am a Shakespeare. And when she say that, when they ask her something, why are you so smart, or why are you this, and she'll tell them, I am a Shakespeare.
Thank you, Chief.
That's what she says. Where she got it from, I don't know. But she takes pride, praise the Lamb of God, and who she is, and she's only 7 years old. 8 in a few days. On the 11th, she'll be 8. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Old Gabby has a birthday coming. But, praise the Lamb, hallelujah, at the same time, we should take pride in knowing who our Father is in heaven. Hallelujah. And recognizing that we are. Yeah. Kings and queens. Praise the Lamb of God. That should make you raise your head up in situations and circumstances. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, I love you today. I love you all today. Praise the Lamb. What a powerful show this is already. Praise God. Wait a minute. We have the prophetess has walked in. She has walked into the studio, people of God. Prophetess Patton. Oh, Bertha Patton is in sync with us today. Praise the Lamb. Prophetess, how are you?
Good morning, Prophet. How are you today?
We are so blessed. We are so blessed today. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. It's cold outside. The weather outside is frightening. But I promise you on the inside, hallelujah, S-O-N,
I know you're right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, oh boy. It's so good to have you with us. And, again, I can't express the level of appreciation that all of us have, praise the Lamb of God, for you. Y'all better call somebody and tell them that the prophetess is on the air. Y'all better hit somebody now. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That we have for you and the level of anointing that has been released since you even been on our page, praise the Lamb of God. And while I was praying over this prophetic explosion that the Lord dropped in my spirit, and I'm praying, I said, well, Lord, who, Lord, who? And several women came to mind. I knew Bertha could do it, Bertha Pruitt. I knew she could do it, praise the Lamb of God. And, of course, her being a daughter in my ministry, she was one of the first ones that hit my mind. And the Lord kept saying, no, no, no. And it got so close to the time until I got scared. I said, Lord, you got to talk now. I got to be able to get these people time to prepare. And then he called your name. And I said, oh, my goodness, praise the Lamb of God. And in retrospect, to see how accurate you are and how many times you have encouraged the saints, praise the Lamb of God. But I tell you, New Year's Eve night, I think you took the crown, praise the Lamb of God, and just releasing the prophetic word to the people, praise the Lamb of God. When I got home early Wednesday morning and came on the page, the glory was still there. I said, Lord, my God, what has Bertha done? I thought maybe they had ran you out of town or something, but I see. You are A-okay, and we praise God for you. Praise the Lamb of God. We praise God for you for being on there with us and all that you do. Praise the Lamb of God. And today, people of God, hallelujah, is her birthday. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is my birthday, Prophet, and I'm just so excited to be online with you guys today. It's really a blessing to be a part of what God is doing in his people's lives and also what he's doing in your life too, man of God.
Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah.
Know that
yeah,
this
Lord
is just the beginning. This is just your beginning. Even though you've been in ministry for all those years, God said, man of God, this is just your beginning.
That's what he told me. Hallelujah. He told me that he's given me a new beginning. He spoke that to me. You are dead on point. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're dead on point. Speak, woman of God.
Father, I just
are you
thank
there?
You for people. Yes, I am here.
Yes, Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. I didn't hear nothing for the last minute or so after you told me that the Lord said new beginning. I didn't hear nothing else after that.
Yes. Prophet, this is for you. God said this is only your beginning. He says, speak not of anything of your past, because your past was just a catalyst to get you into your future. He says, for everything that you've been through, all the heartache, all the pain, all the self-doubts that you even had in your own self when you didn't even know people was thinking that you had self-doubt, and you were saying, Lord, I hope the people do not see what I really feel. But God says, no, man of God, that he saw what you felt. He knew what you felt. But now, this is a new season, and this is a new time for you, man of God. Then, yes, I am going to connect you to men and women of God that is powerful in the spirit, that's going to give you that platform that you have long, so long desired, and I have tried to get you to, but every time I tried to get you to that platform, others will come and try to cut you out of your race. But God say, glory be to God to them, that I am more than able and capable to fulfill the good work that he started in you. And know this, man of God, that this is the year. This is the year that he's going to start fulfilling all the desires of your heart for not only you, but for your ministry. Expect the unexpected to be happening in the midst of your church and in the midst of your congregation.
Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. I receive it. I receive every word. Praise the Lamb of God. I receive every word of confirmation. Praise the Lamb of God. Woman of God, you are on point. Praise the Lamb of God. She didn't jump out here and went to prophesy. And boy, I tell you, this woman of God is on fire. This girl is on fire. Boy, I tell you, Bertha. But see, now there's two of y'all named Bertha. Bertha Pruitt is on too. But let me see. Prophetess, I'll call you prophetess. Prophetess, tell me this. Give us some background. Give us something. Talk to us about you a little bit so we'll know how you developed and where you came out of and what have you. Please do that. And, your association with Carolyn. I know you're very close to her. She loves you so dearly, boy. She inboxed me. It's Bertha's birthday today. I see that big old that page. So
well,
tell us a little bit about your background.
A little bit about myself, Prophet. You know, normally when people ask me that question, I kind of like shy away from that question. And my husband say, no, you have to tell people about you. I'm like, well, you know, I really don't like talking about me. I'd rather hear about other people. But because you asked, Prophet, I will be obedient to what you're asking me. I came out of a lifestyle that was truly, I left home when I was 16 years old.
Okay.
I went from being a 16-year-old girl to becoming involved in girls' gangs, shooting at folks, to prostitution, to become a call girl, and one of the most thought of drug dealers in the state of Iowa.
My God.
And if that was not enough, Prophet, God saw fit to call me. Let me tell you, I went to church with one of my friends one day, and I was high as a kite. Just got done snorting an eighth of cocaine and drinking two glasses of champagne. Okay? I went to church with her. She was having some kind of thing at her church, and I had an out-of-body experience. I actually was literally looking at myself because the man of God had called, also called. I was really looking at myself going up to the prayer line, and I'm thinking, what is going on? What is wrong with you? Why are you going up there? And this man started speaking into my life, and you know when you had the kite, I thought he was funny. I laughed at everything he said.
Lord, I'm right.
At that point, the Holy Spirit started working on me. Didn't know it was the Holy Spirit. Thought I was losing my mind. Thought I was going crazy. Ended up in a mental ward in a straitjacket, comatose. Then forgot I even had a child.
Lord God.
And at that point, I called out to God. I said, God, if you are real, you're going to have to show yourself to me in my life. I'm giving you two ultimatums. You either kill me or save me. That's it. Nothing in between.
My God in heaven.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Talk to me, woman of God. So when did your transformation really come then?
My transformation came right there in that padded cell.
What year would you say that was?
That was in the 80s. It was
that was in
long,
the 80s, okay.
It was a long road back, about 83, 84. It was a long road back for 5 years. For the first 5 years of coming back to Christ, God would not allow me to have any mentors. He wouldn't allow anybody to speak into my life at that point except for him. He separated from me from my entire family for the first 5 years of coming back to him. I had no contact with my family.
In those 5 years, could you hear the voice of the Lord?
In those 5 years, I could hear the voice of the Lord, But you know what, all those training coming straight out of the street and out of the mental institution, you know, you think it's, you hearing voices, you know. You know, when you've been in mental
institution,
pulled up with all those drugs that they give you, you don't know if it's voices in your head or real voices that are actually talking to you. I think it was about after the 6 years that I realized it was truly the voice of the Lord.
And believe it or not, prophet,
the first place he thrust me into ministry was in I don't know if you ever saw that movie, for anybody that's ever seen that movie, New Jack City.
I think everybody saw that movie. Yes.
He sent me to a place just like that. There was drug dealers, and the gang members had taken completely over the whole complex. And that's
what
he plopped me down for ministry. I'm like, God, why am I here? He says, don't think you've gotten so big. He say, remember when I picked you up and snatched you out of the gutter? You were so filthy, I had grit on my hand.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. And sent you back to snatch people out that were just like you.
Sent me to all those that were just like me.
And some looked even worse. My God.
And some was even worse.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I try to tap into the life because I want to. We're gonna do this series here, and I'm gonna invite you back on even then, of the life of the prophet and prophetess. I really want people to understand that we are people too, and I don't think they understand the preparation ground, how God prepares us for the life of the prophet. We're called in our mother's womb. We're sanctified. We're set aside. But that is a road we trod that for God's own personal glory, we have been established our whole life. And everything that happens in it, praise the Lamb of God, is a prophetic piece. And when we get over into the ministry, somewhere in there, God speaks to us and says, like you said to me earlier, everything that you've been through, I've caused it.
Yes.
I've caused you to walk the way you went and went to the places that you went and allowed you to do what you did so that I can use you the way I want to use you. So it's like a fashioning tool that God uses, praise the Lamb of God, our life experiences to fashion us so that we are able to minister, praise the Lamb of God, in the depth or on the level that he would have us to. It's an amazing thing to me. It's an amazing thing to me.
It really is, Prophet. And what I've found and what I've learned through this walk and all my experience, that for those who have been forgiven much, we have the understanding of the death to love much.
Yeah, much is required of us. Hallelujah. Yes, you are
much
so right.
Much is required of
us. What?
And people tell me all the time, you know, you know what, I want to be a prophet. I want to be able to speak the word of God like you do. I say, baby, there's a price for this.
A young man walked up to me, and everybody on here know him, but I'm not going to call his name. He walked up to me, and he said we was at the office, and I was counseling him and a friend of his, and at the end of it, he said, I want something from you. And I said, yeah. I said, what you want? He said, I want your anointing. I told him, I said, you don't know what you're asking for. You really don't want this, because this is something that I just can't place on you. This I have to go through, and you don't want to go through what I've been through. I told him, you don't want to do that. You said, I don't think you can handle it, what I've been through in my life. My goodness gracious. I don't wish my life on nobody. I really don't. Hallelujah.
People don't understand
that the process is it makes you want it as one at some point you want to leave this planet. At one some point you want to check out. At one point you want to check in. I'm telling you, it's Lord Jesus, hallelujah,
amen.
Hallelujah. But God, in his infinite wisdom and his compassion and mercy, brings us to a place of being able to bear and deal with, praise the Lamb of God, where we are and what we're going through. Boy, oh boy, people, we're live here with Prophetess Bertha Patton, who is with us today. Praise the Lamb of God, all the way from Aurora, Illinois, right outside of my hometown, Chicago, in the Midwest there. And we just thank and praise God for her presence with us today. She prophesied in the prophetic explosion on our page on New Year's Eve night. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh boy, if you put her name in the search box on our page, all of those prophecies will come back up that she prophesied. That you are, and even your name may have been called. I know she, I don't know how many people she prophesied to, but it was a long list. But I thank and praise God for the anointing that's on her life, and we're interviewing her today, and then we're going to give her opportunity to speak into some of your lives or whatever, however the Lord would lead her, praise the Lamb of God, when we get through with this short interview. So just hang with us a few minutes. I see you all lighting up the lines already. 747, I see you right there. I see you. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to come to you. 586, I see you there. Praise the Lamb of God. And we're going to come to you all too. Praise the Lord. Bertha, prophetess, say to do this for me. Now tell us, how did all of this come to bring you to the place where you are now? You're married. And this, that, and another, and how God worked all this out for you.
Well, Prophet, it is so strange that you would ask that question, especially bringing it all together. Actually, me and my husband was in the same church for over 11 years.
Wow.
And didn't even speak to each other. But for some reason, the last 4 years where we were there, God threw us in ministry together. He became part of the youth ministry. I was over the youth ministry. I was over the singles ministry. He became part of the singles ministry. And I'm thinking, God, why is he following me? Because at that time, marriage and a husband was the last thing on my mind. I was just so, and I'm going to say this to you single women. I'm going to take a pause right here for a minute, Prophet, to say this to the single, Prophet, to say this to the single women. You are in the best place right now that you're going to ever be in to serve God. Don't be so much in a hurry. God, I got to be married. I got to be married. I got to be married. When God hear you say that, then he knows that you're not ready for marriage. Because
boy,
God
you are,
looks at our hearts.
You better
do
tell him again.
Almost
he heard. My God, you better
do,
say it again. That you,
do
that
whatever
looking,
God has called you to do being single.
Right.
And give him all the glory. Give him all your time. Give him all your energy. Give him all of your finances and your resources. And guess what? When he knows that you're ready for your mate, he'll be right there so close to you, you can smell it, and you won't even know it.
That's right.
My God, I promise you, you're speaking a good word right there to a lot of these women that want to be married so bad. They want to be married so bad, as the young people say, they're thirsty. They want to be married so, so bad. And I noticed in the prophetic realm that a lot of our prophetess and prophets, praise the Lamb of God, is number one, it's difficult for them to get married. That's number one. If God don't choose them a mate, they won't be having one, I promise you, because
no,
of the
not.
Way our mind. you know, when you are considered schizophrenic, bipolar, because people don't understand that there's another voice you live by. You are a human being. But on a dime, a prophet or a prophetess can be going out the door and change their mind and say, I'm not going. See, we are strange and peculiar people. And a lot of people don't understand that about us. Praise the Lamb of God. They don't understand that what's important to us is not important to the average person. What they see as tragedy, we see as triumph in God. We see God preparing the floor for repentance through pain and death and catastrophic events and things of this nature, that God is going to bring America to his knees. We see different. While everybody else is crying, why is this, blah, 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 blah. We see death different. We don't grieve like the world. We have a whole different operation of living. And a lot of people don't understand that about the prophetic person. And it's hard, man, you know, because we can get joy and never leave the house. And some people got to go across country and spend $10,000 just to smile and say they enjoyed themselves. And we can do that in a prayer closet. And come out feeling better than we ever would if we had went to Hawaii. Just an experience with God to do it. And people don't understand that about us. Then God shuts us down sometimes and sit us in a place and you shut in for a week. And you don't even know why. You don't want to go nowhere. And you're just spending time with God. People don't understand
and,
that about us.
And that is so true, Prophet. That is so true. Glory to God. That is a true word that you just spoke, man of God. People don't understand the call on the prophet's life. They really, really don't. And when I say prophet, I mean those that were truly called by God, not somebody just said, oh, this sounds good, so I think I want to be this. Because there's a pruning, there's a testing, there's a fire that you have to go through to prove your worthiness to be a mouthpiece of God, to prove to God that this person is going to stand regardless what I do in their life. This person is still going to do what I've called them to do, and it's not going to be, woe is me, this is going on in my life. Woe is me, that's going on in my life. And see, you are so correct, man of God, Prophet Michael, that we do not go through trials and tribulations like other people, because we know, even though we are human and we feel the same thing other people feel, but we see that the bigger picture is on the horizon, that we know that because our life is so sold out to God and to the Holy, and so yield to the Holy Spirit, that we know that the testing that we're going through is of God and not the enemy. That's why I tell people, don't lose your focus on who God is. Keep your focus on what God is doing and not so much on what the enemy is doing. That means you're making the enemy more powerful than God. That's why he can run roughshod over some of the lives of the saints, because they're making him more powerful than what God's word said. He has said that we are overcomers.
That's right. That's right. You are so right, woman of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, I'm so glad to have you here today. Listen, people of God, we're going to play a little bit of a song just to set the atmosphere, and then we're going to start opening the mics, and we are here. Prophetess, both Berthas are here, Bertha Pruitt, Prophetess Bertha Patton, I'm here. Praise the Lamb of God, and we're going to open the mics and give you a chance to speak. You can ask questions and or praise the Lamb of God, seek God for a word. So as this praying, playing, you do some praying, and we're going to set the house in order now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I need to bring to this place. to your will. Have your way. Take us in. Somebody call on the Lion of Judah. Come on.
Lion of Judah.
Lion of Judah.
People of God, we're back. This is Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Praise the Lamb of God, and we are here. Praise the Lord. We're Prophetess Bertha Patton. Praise the Lord. And we're going to start opening the mics now. Hallelujah. The first one up here is error code 586. Your mic is hot.
Good morning to everyone. Good afternoon, I should say.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Who's calling?
This is Sister Althea.
Althea, and you're calling from the Detroit area, right?
Yes, I am.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, why are you calling? What's up?
I have a question for the prophetess. Peyton, by the way, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have a situation when I'm praying and I'm looking at whoever I'm praying or a group of people, I can see a lot of different spirits. I usually pray with my eyes closed because I see too much all at one time. How would you handle a situation like this?
My sister, I'm going to tell you one thing. I never pray with my eyes closed. God wants you to see what you're seeing. So you can pray against what you're seeing. Not for you to call those things out on the people, but because you see those things, God wants you to start praying over those things and start coming against those things that you see that's on his people. They may not even know they have those demons in them. But God wants you to start praying for those things. Even if you call out the names, you need to speak to the person that you're praying for and say, sister, or man or brother of God, this is what God has shown me. And I'm not speaking to you per se, because a lot of people don't understand the demonic realm and how deliverance works. You have to let the people know that you're not speaking to them personally, but you're speaking to that which you see.
Right. Exactly. I can.
Okay.
Amen. If you just start calling out stuff that you see, the people are going to shut down. And there is a way that you can pray against stuff that you see in the spirit, and the people don't even have to hear what you're praying, because you want their focus solely on God, not on what you're saying.
Right.
My God, my God,
okay,
my God.
I appreciate that.
Okay, sweetheart, we bless you for calling. That was an awesome
question.
And a easy one.
Okay.
That was a good question. Praise God. Be blessed. Hallelujah.
Thank
boy,
you,
oh
you
boy,
do.
What a good question that was. And a wonderful, wonderful answer. Eric Cole, this person's been waiting a long time. 747, your mic is hot. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, it's Candy from California. Praise God. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Candy. Tammy, you're doing all right. You're breaking up there. But we can make out your voice a little bit here. Praise the Lord. And you're calling in. Do you have a question or would you just like
I just want to say happy birthday to Miss Bertha. And I just want to say continue to pray for me and thank you for all that you've done. You know, I just really was just listening in.
All right, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Prophetess.
I'm still here.
She was directing that to you. She was telling you happy birthday and what have you. She's out in California, in Southern California there. Her name is Cammie.
Hello, Cammie. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hello to you. Thank you.
I'm great, and thank you for the happy birthday.
Yes, ma'am.
And, Cammie, I just sense in your spirit, man, that I see that there have been things pulling on you that God has not called you to be a part of. God said, this season, daughter, know that I'm going to separate you from some people and some places that's in your life that are dragging you down and pulling you back and that are trying to pull you back into a lifestyle that you have long forgotten and long walked away from. God says, be encouraged, my daughter. Keep on praying. And, Father, I just pray for my sister Cammie right now, Father God, that she will hearken unto your voice, Father God, that she will go forth in might, power, and boldness, and the demonstration of your power in the Holy Ghost. Father, I sever all ungodly soul ties and familiar spirits that would try to attach themselves to my sister in the spiritual realm. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, even for family members, Father God, that are trying to weigh her down, Father God, and trying to keep her in her past, Father God, I sever those lies that the enemy keeps speaking into her ears in the name of Jesus, Father God, because you said, who the Son of Man set free is free indeed, and Cammie, be free, daughter, be free in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh,
hallelujah. Praise God.
Oh, wow.
All right, Cammie, we bless you.
Bless
we bless you.
So you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Be
so
encouraged.
Much.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Boy, boy, oh boy, oh boy. We're going to another one here. Eric Code 410. Your mic is hot. 410.
Praise the Lord, Prophet and Prophetess. Happy birthday to you, Prophetess Pat, and how are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you, man of God?
I'm
Identify yourself to us.
I just apologize. My name is Terrell. I'm actually calling from Maryland.
This Terrell Hall?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, I thought you was down in Atlanta. Okay. Terrell,
yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
From Maryland?
Yes, sir, from Maryland. I tell you, I had some other questions earlier, but I've so enjoyed myself just listening to this, and so much has been revealed to me. Really what I'm dealing with right now, I'm really building that relationship with God and really learning and trusting his voice and the voice that he's given me. What I'm dealing with right now, Prophet Shakespeare, what you said earlier in the dreams, you know, I've been dealing with, in my dreams, my grandfather who is now deceased and has been deceased for some years now. You know, I've been seeing him a lot in my dreams, and he keeps trying to pass on this staff to me. And I say, God, I get it because he was a bishop, but I say, God, you know, what I have known is God has called me in the prophetic, but, you know, my mind is so confused. So what I'm asking you to do really is just to pray that God gives me, you know, full clarity in the direction that he wants me to go and what he wants me to do, that his will be done and not my own.
Okay, so in the dream you're saying, praise the Lamb of God, you're seeing your grandfather who was a bishop.
Yes, sir.
And in this dream, he has a staff in his hand?
Yeah, what he used to do, he had an altar behind his house, and he would go to this altar behind his house just to pray, you know, with him and God. And, you know, we would all see the staff that he would always carry. And, you know, but so, you know, I've seen him. He tried to give me the staff, you know, my dream. And, you know, I've seen him, you know, probably 5 or 6 times, you know, in my dream. And I said, God, you know, what are you trying to tell me? You know, I know the vision and the path that he was on, but, you know, my path is completely separate from his.
It's not really the bishop rook that he's trying to give you. He's trying to give you the family staff. He's trying to give you the staff that will open you up to that altar of power and a position in God to be able to be the chief intercessor and the chief priest of the family. It's a priestly thing that he's doing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He's representing God there to bring you, praise the Lamb of God, as if we were talking as Italians, I would say he's trying to make you the Don.
Amen.
Wow. He's trying to make you the Don in the family. You're the man. So this is, you're the next one to carry the family. He was the spiritual a pillar in your family and what have you. And now this staff is being passed on to you. Now what ministry or whatever develops out of that, but it's about your family. It's not about church. That ain't a church thing. That's not a ain't a religious thing now. That's about your family. You've been chosen and an open door is set before you. I feel God here. Hallelujah. To be able to go in and out of the presence of God on behalf of your family.
Amen.
So you're the turnkey to the next level of prosperity and everything that holds in your
Jesus.
Amen.
But now you got to walk right to get the honor and the respect of the family.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
You got to judge rightly in wisdom when issues occur. You can't take sides. You got to stand in the middle of the road on God's side.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Prophet, this is
and what Prophet was telling you, Terrell, is so true. I sense that in my spirit. And also when he said judge rightly and you can't take sides, I just want you, do you remember the story about the two women and the one baby? The one woman baby rolled over her baby and killed the baby. And Solomon had to judge because they was fighting over who baby it is. And then Solomon say, "We'll decide this. Just cut the baby in half and give each one of them half." But guess what? The real mother came forth to say, "Let the woman have the baby. I will not allow this child to die. I'd rather give it up to another woman than to see him cut in half." So that's what Prophet Michael was talking about judging rightly, judging with wisdom, not taking sides. Right is right and wrong is wrong. And in God's eyes, it don't matter who's right or who's wrong. It just matter what does God say.
What does God say? Hallelujah. What's right in the eyes of God And you're going to grow into this, and it's going to be, you're going to be highly respected and honored in your family. And that may come with some adversity at first, but even in the family. But as you mature more, and as you know, that regal appearance comes over you, and the anointing of God is on your life. Praise the Lamb of God that your grandfather is representing God, the vision. It's really God wants to pass this on to you. It's not really your grandfather. That's really God in a theophany. But he knew your honor and the respect that you have for your grandfather. So this is why he appears that way. Because he know you will take heed to it.
Wow.
That's the staff of the family. Being passed down. That's a great heritage in your family. A great heritage and a great legacy. Praise the Lamb of God that you're embarking upon. Hallelujah. Amen. I bless you, man of God.
Thank you very much.
Bless you, man of God.
Thank you very much.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, that was awesome right there, I tell you. Hallelujah. Here we go. Erica 0630. Wait a minute. Erica 0630.
Hey, granddaddy, how are you?
Fine, granddaughter. Get off that speaker.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you cause the echo when you do that. Yeah, I can hear you now. The prophetess is here. You want to talk to her?
Happy birthday. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
I'm wonderful.
Shatwan. She don't know you by your voice.
This is Shatwan.
Hi, Shaquana. How are you?
I'm good.
That's great.
I did have a question, and it was about seeing. I know that the prophet told me yesterday about dreams that are coming in the night season, and I think my issue is that, you know, I have dreams, but I can never remember the dreams. And I have always asked the Lord not to show me anything. I didn't want to see, but I'm at a point now where I want to see. I want to see when I pray. I want to see when I'm praying the spirits and stuff, and I don't know how to get there.
Oh, my God. Oh, my daughter, there's so much God has in store for you. And to get to be the seer in the spirit, you have to say, God, let me see. And when he show you, we can't pick and choose what he shows us. And I think that's what you have been doing, because
exactly.
You said that you have had dreams and you saw stuff in dreams, but you did say, God, I don't want to see that. So God honors our request. When we tell God, I don't want to see it, guess what? He'll make it to where we don't see nothing.
Right.
So that's right. And repent. That's a repentance have to come on your part and ask forgiveness of the Holy Spirit, because now what you have did, you quench the Holy Spirit and you say, I don't want to see that. Don't show me that.
Quench not
so
the Holy
Spirit. So now you have to open yourself back up for the Holy Spirit to come back in, because the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. He's not going to force himself on us unless we want it.
Okay.
So now it's going back to God. I'm so sorry. Forgive me. I did not know that you called me to be a seer. I accept the gift that you have given me with honor, and I'm so humble that you have chosen me to be one of your seers. So, God, now open up my eyes that I may truly see whatever it is that you want me to see. And then you will begin to see again, daughter.
Okay.
You will begin to see again. And there's a
book
out by James Gall, called The Seer. I advise you to get the book, my sister.
Okay.
It's called The Seer.
Yeah.
So don't ever get worried or fearful about what God is showing you. God is showing you stuff for a reason. Some of the stuff is for you to write down and fill it up for a later time. And some stuff is for you to be revealed in a season when he has you to reveal it. Because sometimes as seers, we can get so overwhelmed with what we see that we can't describe what we see because, quite naturally, you cannot describe with your earthly language what you see in the spirit.
Right. Okay.
So don't be afraid of what God shows you. Grab hold to it. Embrace the anointing of a seer.
Okay.
There's not very many seers out there.
Yeah, there's not many seers out here. Praise the Lord. So when God brings that gifting to you, boy, you have to embrace what God really wants you as she's saying this. And just as if I've been teaching you all, praise the Lamb of God, that the reason why God don't speak to a lot of people is because he know they're not going to obey him.
Right.
So there's no sense in talking to you if you're not going to obey God. And
exactly.
The same goes with Thea. If God's going to show you something and you're going to reject it or you're not going to follow through on what he's showing you, if it has instructions with it and things of this nature, then he just wants to cut your vision off. Especially when it comes out of your own mouth. So I'm in total agreement with her on the repentance and the apology you owe to the Holy Ghost.
Right.
You owe an apology to the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
Yes.
I understand. I just didn't, you know, it was at a time where I wasn't mature enough in the spirit and people were saying things that were scaring me. And I always said, look, I don't want to see that. I don't want to deal with that. But I'm at a point now where I know that I have to deal with it. So.
And I'm going to give you a word of caution, daughter. I'm going to give you a word of caution. When your gifts start developing as a seer, because seers see in the third heaven, you know you have to get past the demonic realm to see into the third heaven.
Exactly.
So your life is going to have to be so sold out to God and the Holy Spirit that you're going to have to be careful what you see, even what you watch on TV.
Yes.
Because I can't watch a lot of stuff on TV myself.
I
can't watch all that horror stuff because I'll be seeing that stuff in my room at nighttime sleeping.
I do not watch that stuff.
So you're going to have to be careful of what you see and what you allow to come into your eye gates. And I know Prophet has talked to you guys about this. So
right.
You're going to have to be very careful. And your friends, you're going to have to choose and pick your friends very, very carefully. You cannot allow everybody into your inner circle. It's a must if you're going to be a seer.
Okay.
Yeah, you're going to have to walk alone for a while. I've been trying to tell them that. Praise the Lamb, but everybody likes a lot of company. Hallelujah. If they knew the days and the nights that I have spent alone, if they knew it, that just the time that I spent with God is as though I have been in jail. Hallelujah.
And Prophet Michael is telling you correct, daughter. He is telling you correct because, like I said at the beginning of the show, God separated me from my entire family and everybody for the first 5 years of my walk with him, 5 years without being around my family.
Oh, he'll do it to you. Praise the name of God. All right, we got a lot of other callers. Love you, Satwan.
Love you, too.
Let's see, can we get a couple of more in here? Erica 973.
Oh, good morning, Prophet, and happy birthday, Prophetess. This is Elaine
happy
in Jersey.
Birthday. Thank you.
This is Elaine in Jersey. Aren't you under the snow? How you make a phone call?
I know we still got phone lines. Looking out at all the snow though, we got a lot of it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I know y'all got about a foot at least, right?
It looks close to that. It looks very close to that. Yeah.
Praise. All right. Praise God. All right. Now, do you have a question? What?
Well, two things. I always, you know, want to hear from the Lord, but I had a comment where you were referring to the part where with the purging and with the cutting away and all that and everything, and just, you know, wanted to comment that as far as Titus 2 women, as far as having mature women as mentors and men, it would have been so great, whereas whenever you're going through that cutting and clipping and pruning, you would know, you know, with someone to talk to, you would know, okay, it's okay if that's cut off. You'll survive. You'll live. That's okay. And to understand what you're going through while you're going through the process, that would have been great.
Oh, yeah, that would have been great. But as God would have it be many times when we're going through different things, because it's a faith walk that we have with God, and he's developing your faith at the same time. And a large quantity of faith hinges upon trust.
That's true.
And so you got to trust God through these things. And so God many times does things to us, and then you'll hear Donnie McClurkin's voice saying, but will you trust me?
Mm.
What if I do this to you? Will you still trust me?
Yeah.
What if I take away this? Will you trust me? And it's all for our benefit and God's glory that he's doing it. And God allows us to walk in faith, and sometimes our faith walk with God is like we have a blindfold on, and he's just leading us, beckoning us with his voice, and we're turning in the direction of the voice. But we can't see him, neither can we see the stuff that we're going through. We don't even see all of the stuff that we're going through.
Yeah.
He blinds us from all of it and just allows us to see what he would have us to see so that he can perfect that's concerning us. Listen, God is an awesome God, I tell you. He is an awesome, awesome God, the way he do things. I promise
Amen.
You. But when your faith is developed, your patience is developed, your trust is developed. That's the trichotomy of faith. Your patience is developed, your trust is developed, and it breeds just total surrender and obedience to God. You just obey God.
Yes.
And you start going through things later on. And after you go through that type of trajectory, you start going through other processes, and it don't even bother you. And you'd be like, well, I know God is doing something here with me. I just got to walk with him through this. And, you know, you start taking it much better as you mature in God. So
yeah.
that's a great question that you just asked. All right, Prophet, this is all yours.
Amen. I didn't hear your name. Can you give me your name again?
Elaine.
Elaine?
Mm-hmm.
So, Elaine, I just sense the Lord is saying, daughter, this is the time and this is the season for you to really rest in him, to know that he's able to finish the good work that he completed in you. And there are some things that you've been going through, and there are some things that's going to go through you. But you have to learn how to stand in the midst of the storm. He said that there's going to be some storms that's going to almost completely wipe you out. He said, but know that his best interest is working in you at that point and at that time. Just like when he took you from the place that you were in the beginning to the place you are now. And he said he's taking you to places because it's from glory to glory. And people don't understand it. We don't understand when God says from glory to glory, he actually means from trial to trial and testing to testing.
So there's
going to be some trials. But I want you to be assured, my sister, I want you to read 1 Peter chapter 1. And I want you to make that as part of your prayer where Peter said, though your faith is more precious than silver and gold, it's going to be tried like fire.
Oh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How do we really know if we have faith if it's never tested?
if it's never tested. It has to be tested. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Love you, Elaine.
God bless.
All right. Be blessed, daughter. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, my sister. Hang in there.
Erico 567, your mic is hot.
Happy New Year, PSMI. Hello, Prophet. Happy birthday, Prophetess.
Hello.
This is LaShawn Davis out of Toledo, Ohio, with questions.
All right, LaShawn.
The difference, please, if you will, between familiar spirits, how do we identify with a familiar spirit versus the authentic Holy Spirit of our great God? Thank you.
Prophetess, you want to answer?
I will most certainly will answer for a prophet. LaShawn, the difference between the Holy Spirit and a familiar spirit, the Holy Spirit can never be duplicated. It's authentic. Familiar spirits are spirits that are familiar with your past. It will try to attach itself to you. And the only reason why familiar spirits come, because there's a spirit that's within us that they're still familiar with.
Yes. Okay.
That's why they call it a familiar spirit. That spirit knows that other spirit when it sees it.
Yes. Okay.
So that's why as men and women of God, and when God is calling us to ministry, we need to go through deliverance. And it needs to be done
on a
regular basis.
Hallelujah.
Those familiar spirits will pick up on what's in us. We think we can be so holy and so sanctified and so close to God that those familiar spirits know if we're not cleaned up. Because they will track that spirit that's in us down. And it will attach itself to us.
Yes, it will.
The familiar spirit is from the enemy. Holy Spirit, God.
And then there are some other direct components of the Holy Spirit that the scriptures give you that you will always know the Holy Spirit. Number one, he testifies of Christ Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. He gives glory to Jesus Christ. He's not going to give glory to the self. He's not going to make you puff up thinking you somebody great.
Right.
That's not God. Hallelujah. He's going to testify of and glorify Jesus Christ. He's going to convict you of your wrong, of sin.
Okay.
Praise the Lamb of God. That's number two. He's the convictor of sin. Anytime you wrong somebody, anytime you lie, anytime you do anything, Spirit convicts.
Right away.
The next one is, praise the Lamb of God, he will lead you into all truths.
Yes.
Amen. Okay.
If it is when you see that something wrong with this now, this can't be God because this ain't the truth. Now I'm dealing with a familiar spirit. Another spirit that led me in this. This is not God because God deal in truth. Praise it. And he cannot lie. God is not a man that he... the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And then, of course, he will teach you. Praise the Lamb of God. He will instruct. He will reveal to you and teach you things that you need to know. Brothers and sisters, let me tell you this. This has been an awesome, awesome show. We're going to have to do this some more. I love this question and answer. I didn't know you all had all this stuff down in your belly. Praise the Lamb of God to ask all of these beautiful and dynamic questions that helps to educate and strengthen and build up one another according to the way the scripture said we should. Now, I need you all, praise the Lamb of God, and I'm very serious. These prophets and prophetess have been with us this week. I need you all to see, really do, praise the Lamb of God. I'm embarrassed at the little bit that we've raised, at the little bit only one person gave last night. One person gave last night, praise the Lamb, and I'm grateful, but I'm asking you to give so that we can be a blessing. Today is the prophetess' birthday. Praise the Lamb of God, sow a seed. We would like to send her, praise the Lamb of God, a stipend of love to say we appreciate your labor, we appreciate your time. Because then next year, or whenever God said do it again, we want to be able to invite the best back to us and for them to say, I know that they love and they do their best to show that love. Go to psmintl.org and sow that seed today. Or to, if you can, praise the Lamb of God, if you can, sow a seed. Some of you may have never done it before. It's good soil. You're giving to a prophet or a prophetess. You know the word of God. You will receive the prophet's reward. Praise the Lamb of God. I bless you all today. We're out of time. It's Friday. Thank you, intercessors, for coming on the show, for praying. Bertha, Sylvia, praise the Lamb of God. Granddaughter, thank all of you for being here with us. And, of course, Prophetess Patton, thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
You're more than welcome, man of God.
We salute you in the highest, woman of God. We salute you in the highest. Prophet, love all of you all. I'm excited about your future, and I want you to know
yes.
that God is making all of us
yes.
brand new.
Yes.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice 'cause I'm brand new. I'm the clay.